Okay, today we're going to begin the third parakah of Masecha Shabbos. Today we are learning Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis of Masecha Shabbos. Just as an introduction, Mida Oraisa, a person is allowed to put a pot with cooked food on top of a fire on Erev Shabbos, even if the food is not cooked, even if it's just food that's getting cooked, and it's only going to get cooked when Shabbos begins. On a Doraisa level, it's mutter to put that food in that position on Erev Shabbos. However, the Chacham were afraid that if you were to do that, you may try to speed up the cooking process on Shabbos, and then you'll be what's called mechate begechalim. You'll stoke the coals in order to make the fire bigger, in order to be mimahir bishulo, in order to make the cooking go faster. And if you do that, you're chayiv mishamavir on Shabbos. So that's why there were goes there not to do what's called shehiya. You're not allowed to leave food cooking from before Shabbos unless there are certain conditions that are met. Similarly, minatorah, a food that's fully cooked and is off of the fire, you're allowed to put it back on the fire on Shabbos, because once it's fully cooked, ein bishul achar bishul, one cannot violate the issur d'oraisa of cooking once the food is already cooked. Nevertheless, chacham made gzeira that you're not allowed to put food, even fully cooked food, directly on a fire on Shabbos, and they made that gzeira because when you put food on a fire on Shabbos, it's mechsi kemevashel. It looks like you're cooking, and that's what we know as the issur chazara. So there's an issur shehiya, and there's an issur chazara. So the Mishnayos and the Sugyas in the Gemara that we're about to learn discuss three types of ovens. There's what's called a kira, a kupach, and a tanur. The heat of a tanur is hotter than that of a kupach. The heat of a kupach is greater than that of a kira. And because of that, there are differences in terms of the yisurim of shehiya and chazara. And there's also a difference whether the kli is placed inside of a kira or on top of a kira. And we'll see what those differences are, be'ezor Hashem, as we learn through these sugyas. In the Gemara, we'll see that there's a machlokas tanoim between Chananya and the Rabbanan, whether shehiya is only aser on a food that is that has begun to cook but is not yet ready to be eaten when Shabbos begins, even al yidei chak, meaning it's not even halfway cooked yet or a third of the way cooked yet, whatever you define barely edible to be, machl ben drusai. But if it's already ready to be eaten once Shabbos begins, then maybe there's no chashash shema yechata. Or the other possibility is no, there's always a chashash. Shehiya is going to be aser as long as it's not yet fully cooked before Shabbos. That is going to be machlokas tanaim that we are going to contend with. So without further ado, the Mishnah is going to discuss the halachas of shehiya and chazara as it relates to a kira. Kira, a certain type of oven, what we often call a stove in the English translation of the word kira. It's made in the shape of a pot, and inside there's a space to put a pot of food. On top of it, there's another space to put a pot of food, and the heat of a, you can put two pots on top of a kira, the heat of a kira is less than the heat of a tanur. So if you have a kira, shisikua bekash, that you put straw in the kira, ubikvava, or whatever other type of straw-like substance, so like weeds or something like that that you collect from the field. So as long as you put that on the fire in the kira, then you're allowed to put a cooked food, something that's cooked from Erev Shabbos, even if you want it to stay. You're allowed to put a food to cook, rather, from Erev Shabbos, even if you want it to be cooking into Shabbos. And we're not choshesh that you might stoke the coals on Shabbos and you would be chayv mishum bavir, because the kash and the gevava do not have any coals left to stoke. It's not going to help to be mechata once you have covered the kira with kash ugevava. Begefes, if you use the sediment of olives or sesame that the oil was already taken out of, uva etzim, or use wood, lo yitein, then you should not put a tavshil on top of that kira to leave it there into Shabbos, because then we are choshesh shema yechata begechalim, that you might stoke the coals on Shabbos in order to make the heat greater, in order to speed up the cooking process. Ad sheyigrov or ad sheyitein ha'sefer. The only way you'd be allowed to do it is if you first sweep out the coals from the kira, or you put ashes on top of the coals in order to cover them and to cool them down. So the Mishnah explains what you're allowed to leave on a kira that already is garuf, that you is already what's called garuf v'katum, that you've already swept out the coals or covered them with ashes. Beishamei omrim chamin avalotavshin. Beishamei says hot water that's fully cooked you're allowed to leave on a kira that is garuf. Or a kira that has ashes placed over the fire, because the water is not going to get any better by cooking more than it needs to be cooked, by cooking more than whatever its shear of bishul is, and therefore there's no chashash that you might try to cook it more. Avalo tavshil, but not a tavshil. If you have a chalin, so the more the chalin sits and it juices and it oozes, and it's going to taste better and better, so therefore there's still a concern. No, once it's garfakatum, once you've already swept out the coals, or once you've already covered the coals with ashes, then you can do whatever you want. Then you're allowed to put chamin or tavshil on the kira from Erev Shabbos. Now the Mishnah discusses whether you're allowed to be machzir, something that has been removed from a kira. Can you put it back onto the kira? Even warm water that you're allowed to leave cooking on the kira from before Shabbos, if you have taken it off of the kira, you're not allowed to put it back on the kira on Shabbos, even if you have swept out the coals or you have put ashes over the coals, because putting it on the kira is mechzi kimavasha. It looks like you're putting it on the fire to cook. Beisel says you can even put it on the kira, whether it's tavshil or whether it's chamin, whether it's a hot water or whether it's a chalent, because since you have swept out the coals of the kira or you put ashes on top of the gachalim, putting the tavshil on top of it is no longer nira kimavasha. It's no longer mechzi kimavasha, because it's ein derech bishul b'kach. Who cooks that way? No one puts things on top of ashes or an oven that doesn't have any coals left in it. So now the Gemara is going to try to explain the Mishnah. So Gemara raises the following shayla. When the Reish of the Mishnah says that begefes ubeitzim, that if what you put in the kira is the sediment of olives or wood chips, so you're not allowed to put anything into it until you're not allowed to be lo yitain, you're not allowed to be yitain until you sweep out the coals. So what does that mean? Does that mean that if you've taken a pot off of it, off of that kira on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it back on the kira unless the kira was grufa? Because if it's ainu grufa, it's near a kimavashal the Shabbos. But to do shehia, to put the kira on mibod yom al menas, to leave it there cooking into Shabbos, maybe that you could do even if it's not swept out. And even if it's not katum, you didn't have ashes put on top of the coals, and therefore it would be following the shita of Chananya, because Chananya holds that anything that's at least cooked to the point of machul ben drusai, which is barely minimally edible, let's assume shlish bishula, one third cooked, you're allowed to leave it on the kira, even though the kira is not part of the katum. Or is the Mishnah telling me that lo yitein means you're not even allowed to do shehia if it's not garuf v'katum? That only when it's garuf v'katum can you even do shehia on Shabbos. And according to that, the Mishnah would be going against Chananya. It would be going like the Chamu disagree with Chananya and would say that even if something is cooked to the point of barely edible, you're not allowed to do shehia. So it says, well, let's try to bring a raya. What our Mishnah, which shita our Mishnah follows. Tashma. From the fact that the Mishnah has two cases, two parts to the Mishnah, the Reisha says Beishami Yom Chamin Avlo Tavshil, Ubeisalom Chamin Vitavshil, and Beishami Yom Notan Avlo Machzirin, Ubeisalom Af Machzirin. So Iyam Bishlomo, if you're going to say that when the Mishnah says Lo Yitein, it means Lishos Tanan, that you're not allowed even do Shehia, so Hachi Katani, so I could understand the Mishnah as follows, that the Reisha saying Kirishi Sikua Bekashu Bugava Mashna Le Tavshil, that if you have lit the kira, kira with straw or with kevava, then you're allowed to keep a tafshil on it. But if you used olive sediment or you used wood chips, then you're not allowed to do shihia unless it's garuf or katum. Umahin mashin, and what types of foods are you allowed to be shoha on the kira that is garuf or katum? Veshaymer mechamin avlo tafshil. Veshame says chamin but not tafshil. Veshalo amr chamin vitafshil. And Veshalo says both chamin and tafshil. Viki hechi de pligi bilishos pligi nami bilahaksir. And just like they have a machlokas about shihia, they have a machlokas about achzara on Shabbos as well, about putting food back on the fire as well on the erev Shabbos. Veshame omrim, note the navalo machzirin, Veshalo amr af machzirin. Because Veshame says that you could be notal, but you cannot be machzir, Veshalo says you're even allowed to be machzir. So that's how you would read the Mishnah. But if lo yitein means that you're not allowed to be machzir, but as far as shihia is concerned, even if something is by something that's called kamachu b'nefsai, it's mutter even on a kira that's not part of the katum. And we're assuming like chananya that shihia would be totally mutter as long as it's 1/3 cooked. Then hachi katani. Here's how the ratio of the Mishnah would read: kira shi'istiku b'kashu b'gvava machzirin ala tafshil b'gevus v'etim lo yachzir achigrova achiteneifer umayhin machzirin b'shamerum chamin of lo tafshil b'silamerum chamin v'tafshil. And then when the sefer goes on, it says b'shami yomer milton of lo machzirin b'silamerum machzirin. So the machlokas is obviously about a tafshil, because by chamin even b'shami allowed you to put back on the kira in the ratio. So hasu lameli. So why do I need that din to be repeated in the Mishnah? We already said that Beis Shammai doesn't allow to be machzir tafshil, and Beis Hillel does allow to be machzir tafshil. So then from the Mishnah itself, you see that the Reisha must be talking about the din of Shehiya, and that they're arguing about the din of Shehiya, that it cannot be about Achzara, because then the Mishnah would be extremely redundant. So the Gemara says, you know what, it's not necessarily a Raya. Maybe really, when it says lo yitein, it's talking about being machzir. And to do shihia is mutter even on a kira that's not garuf v'katum, and we're following the sheet of Chananya. V'chisuri mechzir v'hachi katani. And here's how to read the Mishnah. There's a line missing from the Mishnah. Kira shi'sikua v'kash v'gvava machzirin ala tafshil. And over here you have to add that it's only usher to be machzir, avalashos mishain aval bi sheino garuf veino katum. But if you want to do shia, that's going to be mutter even when it's not garuf katum, like Chananya says. And then we ask, umahin mashin, what are you being masha on the kira that's not garuf and katum? Beishami am chamin avlo tafshil. Beishami says only chamin, only hot water. Beisol amrim chamin vita. Even a chalent according to Beis Hillel. So once we say the din of Shehiya, then the Mishnah goes back and explains the din of Chazara that the Reisha spoke about. V'hach Chazara da Amrilach. And the Chazara that I said that you're not allowed to do until it's Garuf. And it sounds like if it is Garuf, it's Mutter. Lav Devei Achol. You should know that that's not agreed upon by everybody. Ela Machlokes B'Shamei Beis Hillel. Rather, it's Machlokes B'Shamei Beis Hillel. Shebeshamei Omer Notlin. V'lo Machzirin. Beis Hillel Omer Af Machzirin. That Beshamei says you're allowed to remove Chamin V'Tavshil from a Kira that's Grufa, but you're not allowed to put it back on Shabbos, even a Kira that's Grufa. Beis Hillel Omer Af Machzirin, that you're even allowed to be Machzirin to a Kira that is Grufa. So Raya number one did not work out, was not a valid Raya. So the Gemara is going to go on, but next time we'll pick up with Raya number two to try to figure out what Lo Yitein meant. Was Lo Yitein about Shehiya, or is Lo Yitein about Chazara?